Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. It's not a dead church, no. That one song. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you. What the praise? Yes, we have. Yes, that's. So come on. I need to see your hands. Remember, you need to tell them. I can't tell when you hear me, so I can't hear you. I need to see your hands. Thank you, Pastor, for Vivian and I allowing to come here and share. We appreciate that. Hello? I love you. Ewan's mother, it's nice to see you. First, before I start sharing about missions, I want to tell you some other things. One member of my church, a hearing person, interpreting, or God called that person to the Wycliffe Bible Translators for the deaf. That person's responsibility is to teach the deaf how to make DVDs, Bible translations in sign language, in their own language, in the missions. This person's working in Kenya. Now she's in Ethiopia. While she was in Kenya, India, we saw that video about India, all those people. You know, in India, there's many, many deaf. Many, many deaf in India. They don't know Jesus. Anyway, in India, they said three or four deaf leaders to Kenya. And they're learning, and they're learning, they're learning how to make Bible translations on DVDs, training them how to do that so that they can make them in their own Indian Sign Language. From the New Testament, the whole New Testament in Sign Language Scriptures. Finally, they made the DVD in Kenya. They made copies of it. They made 1,500 copies of this DVD, Bibles for India's Deaf. 1,500. Now, when they went to India to call the deaf, tell them to come and get your Bible, they're all standing in the line with their stacks of the DVDs. And the deaf came. The 1,500 DVD Bibles, the CDs, was gone in 5 minutes. No, they didn't make enough. Okay. Now we're going to go on to our missions ministry. Yesterday, we had a good banquet. Some of you came to the banquet, and I hope you enjoyed it. It was so good. Some of you came to support our missions, and we thank those of you who came. We plan to have it again next year. We encourage you to come. Get your ticket early. Get a table. All of the tables were full this year. Some of you are new and they don't know who is Caring Hearts Ministry and how are we connected. We have a missions ministry called Ken Bell Missions in the U.S. And he started that in early 2000. And Thornhill Community Church asked me to come and speak at their church about my mission. So I went and I spoke and explained. I didn't know what the Lord was planning. The giving, the people, hearts were touched. And they gave. They gave so much. Canada and the United States. How will we do this? That led the founding of Hearing Hearts Ministry. About year 2005. And ever since, the Lord has blessed that ministry, Hearing Hearts Ministry. It's growing. Because it's been growing of the growth, Vivian asked me to come every year to be the Hearing Hearts Ministry spokesperson. Said, I need to charge you an honorarium for coming every year. He says, joking. For those of you who are new, the mission work we do is in the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic has about 9 million people on the island. It's on the same island as Haiti. They're not sure how many of the population is deaf. Somewhere between 50,000 and 100,000. Nobody really knows the exact numbers. But there's a lot of deaf on the island. A long time ago, the deaf education stunk. It was just so bad. But since, things are changing. It's getting better. It's improving. Through Hearing Hearts Ministry, establishing small schools, through our friends, other ministries with schools. And the education of the deaf is getting better. It comes with the internet as well. The deaf use it more and they see more, they're connected more and they're improving. The government in the Dominican Republic is changing as well. It's getting better. They have better roads there. More opportunities, better opportunities for the deaf. With that aside, that was for your information. Now we're going to focus on our mission, work. We go every year. Vivian goes more than I go. I stay for months, and Ken goes for weeks, months and weeks. I just want to let you know I'm also a pastor of a deaf church in Medford, Oregon. I'm the associate pastor of both the deaf and the hearing church there, both. I have a senior pastor. I am the lead pastor for the deaf. But I'm the associate pastor for the hearing and deaf together. How can a deaf man pastor minister to the hearing people? My wife is hearing, and she's my interpreter. It works very well. My wife comes every year, but she couldn't come this year. But she says hello to everyone. Vivi and I work in the mission field. In last January, our last trip, we went. We went for two reasons. One was our workshop. The second reason was to work with Pablo. We wanted to see Pablo. We have a brochure in the back, a poster, and it shows you Pablo's work, what he's doing. But first, I'm going to talk about the workshop. I go, every year we have a workshop. We train the deaf leaders in more depth and more profound Word of God to show them different ways that they could preach, how they could reach the deaf. The workshop recently, about 30 deaf came from different towns. We have four deaf pastors, four. The rest of the deaf are leaders. They're working within the church, and we trained them. We went to a place. The town's name is San Pedro, south on the island. We rented a place, a camp. It was nice. Wow. Beautiful. It's a camp. Oh, it's a camp where they build with agriculture. The university students come and they plant the plants and the flowers. It was very beautiful, very pretty. But that's not the point. The point is the deaf came to learn. 30 came. We taught for 3 days. There was one deaf. He was very intelligent. His name is Derrymill. His sign name is Derrymill. Because he has a white strip of hair. It's called Waldendorp's syndrome. He has one blue eye, one brown eye. You know? Many who have that syndrome are deaf as well. Or they lost one ear, they don't have hearing in. And we find a lot on that island with that syndrome. So when I met him, I saw he was intelligent. He was hungry. He wanted to learn. His language level was high. So I prayed for him, Derrymill. You pray too, Derrymill. Remember that the Lord would call him to be a leader, a pastor of the deaf one day in the Dominican Republic. Pray for him. Now we went to visit Pablo. Who is Pablo? Pablo is one of the deaf pastors in Dajabon. It's a town right on the border with Haiti. Right on the border there. Pablo really is a good pastor. He has maybe 20 people in his church. Pablo is not a pastor, he's a missionary. Dajabon, this is, you'll see a map out if you go stop at the poster and see it, Dajabon. He goes to all the different barrios in Dajabon, all around the city. He drives to each of these little barrios looking for deaf. There are many deaf there, and he finds many. Many deaf don't know any language. They have no language. They can't sign. They're isolated. Pablo goes, he finds them, and he begins to teach them sign language. And then he goes, he finds another one and begins. And then Pablo will explain about Jesus. Many deaf accept Jesus in those outlying areas. So he also drives to another town, Villa Vasque, where I had the last school. Every Saturday afternoon he drives. And he preaches and teaches there. When I went, I stayed with Pablo for 3 days just to watch and see what he was doing, Wow. He has a van. Hearing Hearts Ministry helped buy this van. So we drove around. It's wonderful. On the day of church. So he goes each week before church, and he reminds people, you're coming to church? Come on. And he goes, you're coming to church? You're coming to church? He goes to each one of them house. And then the day of church, when he goes and picks them up, they all get in the van, and it's loaded. Like a sardine can. There's a lot of depth in there. And he brings them all to church. Well, a couple, they live far from the church. It's a long ways to their burial. Potholes in the road. But he goes about 15 minutes out of town, and he gets a deaf couple, husband and wife with the child, and he brings them, puts them in the van, brings them. So I preached, explained about that. Yes. When I was finished, after it was done, then we had to go take them all home again. And now, we just recently, on Facebook, I talked to Pablo on Facebook. Pablo started going to Haiti, a ministry in Haiti, just over the border. He sent us some pictures. The town of Dajabón. There's no town right across the border, just people. So he went, and there's deaf there, right there, lots of deaf. So he found them, and he started teaching them. We don't have enough information to tell you exactly all the things he's doing, but next year when we go, we meet him, we'll see, and we'll inform you more. What's up more with going into Haiti? We have a lot of work to do still. The Lord is moving differently. There is another missions ministry from New York called Hands of Joy. Their work is more with schools. And we found out they were doing camps for deaf children. Oh. They contacted Vivian, told me, would you like... They asked if we would like to send deaf kids to their camp. They were willing to sponsor 50 children. That was before summer. Vivian, I just came home sick from a mosquito bite, chikungunya. It's kind of a sickness that just came to the Dominican Republic recently, and many people died from it. Older people died from called chikungunya. The recovery, it can be 1 to 2 years. I was in the hospital with IVs. antibiotics. So I came home and to recover. But when they called and they invited 50 kids to come, we could. I went. The Lord bless Vivian. She went to go to different towns, small towns where the deaf kids live, to arrange the transportation, plan where can they, how can we get them to camp from different villages. You think that it's easy to get transportation? No. It's frustrating. It's hard to rent a bus. If you rent a bus, you have to rent the driver. You have to hire someone to drive that bus. And from each different area, you have to call, get everything arranged. And my Spanish is limited. So organizing is frustrating. Pablo, he gave his van. He lent us his van. And a hearing friend, when he got the van, he thought, there's something wrong with this, with the transmission. The differential. So that friend, he's a mechanic. Thank God. He worked all night to fix that transmission. All night. In the morning, he could take the kids. Yes, we're ready. We could go to camp. And he ran out of gas. So he called for gasoline. Eventually, they did get to camp. They got to camp. There were 200 deaf children at the camp. 200. Many. Hands of Joy. They have a wonderful ministry with the deaf. They paid for the camp. The children didn't have to pay anything. Also, Hands of Joy brought 40 Americans, volunteers. Most of them knew sign language. Interpreters. Teachers, drama, lots. Yeah, university students. Why is camp important? My missions has adult camps for adults with limited resources, but we have camp for the adults. But we can't do the children as well. So we're just thankful that Hands of Joy has wonderful resources. Why is camp important? The deaf, number one, the children, they get to hear more about Jesus. That's the main reason. A second reason, the deaf get to come together. Their social skills improve. Through the camp, they have lots of dramas. They have classes. Mechanics. They had mechanics. They had mechanics. They had a motor, a see-through motor. The kids got to learn about it. Fantastic. The hearing workers brought the deaf. They didn't get to rest. The Dominicans, they had a workshop upstairs for them. And they taught them how to minister better to the deaf. It's a very good program. Fantastic. And through this, there were salvations. They had water baptisms. 8 were baptized in the camp. 2 of them were Americans. Some of the Americans who came as volunteers weren't Christians. But they got saved at the camp and baptized. There was 2 twin girls. One of the girls came to me and said, I want to be baptized. Why? Because Jesus said so. And so she went to her sister and asked her, come on, you need to be baptized too. But her sister said, oh no, I don't understand. But it was different. The social skills of the deaf young, it's so important that they learn. They're living different areas, very isolated. So it's so good when they could come together and see that there are other deaf and their own social skills improve. But when they live far away, they're isolated, they're all alone. They only can learn what they see and the hearing. They just can only mimic what they see because there's no communication. They mimic what they see in society. I told yesterday about one person that came to the deaf shop. He wasn't educated, but he was a good helper, teacher. He would just mimic the hearing. He had a cell phone with him. He can't hear anything, but that's what he saw, and that's what people do, and that's what's... It must be the style. That's what he figured, so he wanted to be in style. He didn't know. We have to teach them and train them. Before, I went one time, a long time ago, way far out in the country. They brought a deaf man to me. He just finished working in the fields. He'd never met another deaf person. I was the first deaf person he'd ever met. When he met me, he was talking to me like a hearing person. But his talk was just gibberish. Why? Because he just learned from mimicking. That's what, all he knew. And I said, wait, I'm deaf. You can't hear it. You're deaf. You were working. So we started to communicate with gestures. Next year, Vivian and I, we plan to go again in January for our workshop, and we'll meet again with Pablo. And also the leader of Hands of Joy is coming at the same time specifically to meet us. They have a heart. They want to do more. They want to begin to work more with adults. They're eager to begin working. They're looking forward to. And they've asked Vivian, the next summer camp, if you could bring 100 children. So now you understand how it works. There's a lot to do. We would appreciate your support to help with our resources. We need this. So much work to do there. We have a display. You can come and see and look at Pablo, what he's doing. We have a ball with a heart bowl. And we have envelopes. You could write a check for tax reasons, put it in the envelope. And if you could help us, God bless you for that.